So that brings us to base. Again, Simon Yud base, Sif base, again, known as page 47. So I'm sure some of you are wondering this, but we're nice enough not to ask. Hecha ditzarek te'aniva. When we talk about it, you have to have enough to make an aniva. Right? All the stuff we've been talking about for the last few days. Umitok sha'achutim oven. And since the strings of your tzitzis are thick, so, well, let's go through the halacha, then I'll show you. Since the eino yochalo anvam, it's hard, you can't make an aniva, because they're thick. It's harder if they're thicker. The ilu hayudakim, but if they were thin, hayabayam kenei aniva. So then, if they were thin, it'd be okay. So then, what's the halacha? So the machaber says kosher. It's kosher. Now, obviously, the question is, the machaber said if they were thin. If they were thin, how do you judge? You know, like weight. You know, they're heavy. Well, you know, compared to a sumo wrestler, they're not. You know, like what's thick and what's thin? And how do we decide that? So the Ramah adds in Masharim Bechutim Beinonim. So we measure by average. We'll go by the average. So now I think we got a very good example. Again, thank you to Mr. Green for giving us these examples here. So here you could see, okay, we'll just take one, right? Now look at those. And look at what I got just a few months ago. Here we go. Now this is, again, we're talking about one string compared to this. Maybe twice, maybe even three. These are thick. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they make thicker now. I don't know. Evidently, huh?
The one that Rob just showed me looks kind of like medium. I've seen much thicker than that.
Oh, I don't know. Like I said, not to date myself, but when I was a bachur, everybody wanted thinner. Yeah. Thin, thinner, and really thin. Like these.
Even like thinner, yeah.
I don't know. Now everybody, I guess, is into thick. So again, huh? Yeah, but I'm wondering about these, because again, or not only, but in other words, one of the things that they advertise here are Mishkan Techeilos ones. So what they advertise is Ksafzos Muchzakim. In other words, the ends are reinforced. I don't know how, but evidently they have some way to do it. But I don't know. You have to ask people who are more up on these things, but. You know, everything's technologically advanced. So how we make tzitzis and how we, you know, so I think the tzitzis we have today are much more tightly wound and all this type of stuff than when I was younger. So anyway, so that's the deal. Let's go on to a gimel. I'm sure a lot of you were thinking. When we stop, so in gimel, the machaber says, k'dei aniva. When we talk about being able with whatever's left, if the chas v'shalom that sits is cut or snapped or whatever. So you have to, we keep on talking about making an aniva. So in base, we talk about, well, how about if they're thicker than the average bear, right? You know, so again, so the Ramah says we go by the average. I don't know how you determine that. Again, everybody's wearing thick now. Everybody, when I was a kid, everybody wore thin. Or when I was in yeshiva, everybody wore thin. So again, so when we talk about kenei aniva, l'rashi, according to Rashi, min ha'anaf. So we calculate the kenei aniva from the anaf. Now again, you know that when we talk about anaf, that means we've been using this term tail, right? In other words, it has to be kenei aniva, more or less like I've been showing you when we've had these demonstrations. After the tzitzis are wrapped, right, fully wrapped, so then Rashi holds you go from where, you know, the tail, you know, the where the
fridges.
Right, or whatever, right? So, and that's where you, but Ulari, but according to the Ri, I feel nekta kolak ha'anav, even if the whole tail was cut off, the whole thing, completely. V'lo nishtar k'dei aniva, and there's not left enough to make an aniva. Ela min agdil, the only way you'd be able to make a tail, or excuse me, make a bow, is if you unraveled some of the windings, right? The part that's wound, the gadil, right? Right? As Yechezkel said, we're making a big gadil out of this, but it's not my, he said it. I'm just being maybe gula la'olam. So, right, so the gadil is the wound part. So do you ever think, I'm sure you thought of that, this. Wait. If we need k'dei aniva, if I unravel some, and don't forget, put together what the Machaber said at the beginning. We have a minhag to make 8, 7, 8, or 9, 11, 13. But really, you know, and we saw this brings out from Mekubalim, the others wrappings, right? So wait a minute. Why can't I unravel the let's say, the first compartment? First double knot, unravel it. Maybe do a couple of winds, and then do a double knot, and then, because I'm saving space in the last compartment, I'll have a tail, enough of a tail. I mean, again, it won't be very long, but it'll be, you know, be enough for an aniva. So the Ri says, k'dei aniva el min ha'gadil kasher. Right?
You cannot unravel.
Oh, yeah, you could, you know. So the Machaber says, very interesting. The Machaber says, the minhag of the world is, or again, that's going all the way back, Kirashi. And if you, you know, you don't have any choice, so you could go according to the Ri. Yeah. Well, again, so what's interesting, again, there's a long Mishnah Berurah on this. Whether you can make a bracha, and could you use it, go out with it on Shabbos. Now, but what I think of, and again, I think I've mentioned this in there, we live the way we live, and you're like, can I know that sits there? But let's say you lived, who knows where, in Europe, you know, in the time of the Rishonim, and you're weaving and all this, you know, like, a lot of times there weren't so many Jews, you know, like how many Ashkenazi Jews were there at the beginning, you know, like in lived in the Rhineland or in France, or, you know, like, so how readily accessible were tzitzis? I don't know. Probably not. So then this is what I got, you know? So then if I unravel it and, you know, re-ravel, if there was such a word, so then you go like the Ri. Now, but what's important is, the Mishnah Berurah, before the Sharatzion Yodalet, like a line before that, it says, V'dat, the Chofetz Chaim says, you should know, D'choza eno inyan le'nifsak achut b'mokam ha'nekev. All this doesn't help. Because if the string snapped, this is all what we've been talking about, but if they snapped where the hole is, right? So remember, we keep on talking about going back to this. So right here is it says, so chas v'shalom, it's if one of the strings snaps here, hasta luego, right? There's nothing to talk about. I feel the repuzzle min ha Torah, right?
That's what we do in a mace, right?
Well, that's a whole separate discussion, but right. So therefore, again, as we see now and we'll see again, you really, the most important place to check your tzitzis is at the hole. And you're making sure now, again, so we saw that the hole doesn't spread. Okay, but it's not going to, it's unlikely, it could, but it's unlikely it's going to because they're reinforced and there's the backing and all the stuff we've been talking about until now. But additionally, you know, so it's, but you should, but the main reason to check by the hole is to make sure the tzitzis are not severed over there. If they are, yeah. If they're severed over there, that's a bad, that's really bad. That's really, right? It's not only bad, it's possible. That's right. We're going to, that's what he talks about. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says, it's pasha the Chofetz Chaim says that when the tzitzis become pasul, tzarech lefashto, you have to take it off right away, which we're going to discuss about more in the next sermon. V'lo mahani la'amor al amdo, it's not good enough just to stand there in place. Sholei elech arba amos, and you don't go, not going arba amos doesn't help. And standing in place on the ein din arba amos elk sholech b'lid tzitzis. When we talk about not walking for amos without tzitzis. Gam lo yisaken at tzitzis be'ocha talis alav. Also, you shouldn't fix it while the talis is on you. Ela poshto misakno, to take it off and fix it. Now, the Ber Halacha talks about. We'll leave that. We'll talk about that. The Ber Halacha talks about that if you're unraveling the part that's tied according to the and re-raveling it or retying it. So he says, Miud sark lahatir kolagdil, you have to unwind the whole thing. Or bottom, depending on how you look at it. Right. Why? The im lo came because if you just, you know, unravel and re-twine it or whatever, have a tasa lo minasoi. So then it's a problem of tasa lo minasoi because, in other words, the whole thing became puzzle as it is now. The nisalu minat Torah, because they're puzzle from the Torah, to be inan gdil v'anaf. Because from the Torah, I think we mentioned this before, but it bears repeating, from the Torah, again, how many knots and how many twines and how many, what do you need? So one of the things that we talk about is you need wrappings and tail, right? You need wrappings and tail. So now once, let's say the strings got completely or basically cut off and there, so there's no tail, there's no anaf, so then, according to this, it's puzzle from the Torah. So now, if I fix it again, that's tasev lo minasoi. I have to unravel the whole thing.
Would it be a new bracha?
No. Well, you don't make a bracha on making tzitzis.
Okay.
You don't make a bracha. The mitzvah is the wearing of the tzitzis. Okay. We have a little more time, so let's go on to your gimel. So, dine tzitzis b'Shabbos, the halachas of tzitzis on Shabbos. So, the Machaber says, arba tzitzios ma'akvin zezeh. The four tzitzis, right on the four corners, potentially, are ma'akev, hold back one another. So, look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. So, the Chofetz Chaim says, shekulam hei mitzvah achas. Because all, it's not that you have four tzitzis, and each one is a mitzvah. They're all one big happy mitzvah. V'im nechzar lo afilo tzitzis achas, and if you're missing even one of the four, have a klokito ba klal. It's like there's nothing there. It's like there's no tzitzis there. Uvata legamre ha'ase de tzitzis. And the positive mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is gone completely. Not like you have one, so I did one mitzvah, I have two, three. No, it's one mitzvah. So you have to have all four. You have to have all four, and if not, no go.
Is it an aveira if you're wearing four-corner garment you don't have?
Yes. Well, it's a you're a mavata on us, say. Well, we'll see. Shekozman shlo she'ein ba arba ha'arba eina mitzios l'kiyol chasa. So if you don't have all four, the garment is not mitzuyetzes, properly, according to halacha. Vayotze ba l'rishus ha'rabim b'shabbos. Let's say somebody went out with such tzitzis, in other words, there's three, not four. and they go out to Robertson Boulevard on Shabbos. Chayv Chatos. Right, it's an Issur D'oraisa. Mishnah Berurah in Beis says, and if you go out to a Carmelist, like in the alley back here or whatever, so that would be an Issur D'Rabbanan. And it's not just if you're missing one of the tzitzis or whatever, but the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin l'chol shar psulin. Same thing with anything else that's puzzle. So in other words, let's say the case we were talking about a few seconds ago, that is the chas v'shalom, by the whole, one of the tzitzis is cut. So that's puzzle. So let's say somebody wore that out to Robertson Boulevard, so that would be an Issur D'oraisa. That would be an Issur D'oraisa.
It's not allowed, though, that carries malchus, it's an assay, right?
We'll see. Okay? So Mishnah Berurah brings on other things which we've learned already, which will also be puzzled, like if it's mostly closed, the tzitzis are in the wrong place, right? The hole's in the wrong place. Things that we've, anything like this. Or let's say the tzitzis were too small. The garment was too small, right? We learned about that too. It was too small. So then in all these type of cases, you're not allowed to go out even to a Carmelist. Right? Again, that would be an Issur D'rabbanan. And again, if it's exactly open 50-50, so look before. So the question is, why if somebody does this, right? Let's talk about our case. So they're wearing a garment, and there's only three, not four. So we're saying that would be an Issur D'oraisa if they wear it on Robertson. So why is that? So look at the Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Chayav Chatos. Person would be Chayav Chatos. The Hava Mosoi Machmas Atzitzis HaNosarim. It's like caring. Why? Because of the three tzitzis, right? That you're they're not the enam betalim legabe abeged, and those tzitzis, the three that are hanging on the garment, are not null, are not batal to the garment. The chutzei tzitzis chashivehem v'lo batlai, because the strings of tzitzis are chashiv, right? Now we can all understand that these tzitzis that Mr. Green provided us, they're chashiv, right? They're not, you can't say they're like regular strings, right? They're not, they're chashiv. So you can't say, that they're null to the garment. They're important. And you're not wearing them in a situation of mitzvah, right? Because I assume you were going to ask, yeah, but how about if you do have all four and they're all good, so they're important things hanging by my garment. So the answer is that, but you're wearing them for a mitzvah, as we'll see tomorrow. Well, hopefully tomorrow in Beis, very interesting halacha, which all halacha is interesting. Right? So therefore, since they're not in a mitzvah situation, so they're not null to the garment, and therefore, it's considered like you're carrying them. Since
is the person chayav visa for carrying a rishus?
Well, again, we'll see about that. But here he's saying it's a... It would be chayav chatos, right? You'd have to bring a korban chatos. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.